plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. The hotel itself is worth a visit, I have to tell you. If you're looking for somewhere to stay, if you're from outside of Dublin, or maybe even if you're from Dublin, you just want to spend a night or two in a nice hotel, the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock is where you should come. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? This is a message from one of our listeners that has really annoyed a lot of you. And I want you to have a listen to it. He writes, "Let me start with, I'm a big boy. I'm 32 and about 18 stone last check. But personally, I rarely take my shirt off in public. I'm not so much ashamed of my body, but if I'm in public, I don't want to see a guy with my size shirtless. It's just not attractive. Or a woman in a bikini with an overhang for a gut. Larger people like myself need to dress appropriately. What's worse is nights out when bigger women, bless their confidence, squeeze into dresses five times too small for them. They're making themselves a laughingstock. And why can't their friends tell them that? If you're a size 16, stop trying to squeeze into a size 10 dress. You should talk about this because I think most people agree with me." And what's his name, Jeremy? What's his name? Robbie, is it?
Robbie is his Robbie. Name, yeah. Oh, sorry, I was just Googling there because I've no idea weight. What an 18-stone man actually looks like.
Yeah, he's a...
And that's, my God.
Yeah, a big lad, yeah.
So you have tits, basically, if you're an 18-stone man.
Not at all, well, man. Yeah, but he that fella does, yeah.
Yeah, so he's 18-stone. That's a big unit, isn't it, 18-stone?
It is.
My God. So, I think it's slightly different that it's coming from someone who's big themselves.
Is it not still offensive?
No, because he's shaming himself, and he's saying nobody. The facts are nobody does want to see an 18-stone person with their top off. I don't now.
How does it offend you? How does it bother you?
When I was at my most fit and slimmest was the year up to me getting married.
Yeah,
because like everybody else, fat doesn't look good. Let's just get that out there. And the proof is in the pudding, if you pardon the pun. And the reason that's a fact, the fat doesn't look good, is because every single person spends a year losing the fat before they get married. So if fat looked good, you would all get married fat. You wouldn't be losing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I lost a lot of weight before I was getting married, as you know, and I would go around on holidays for that year with my top off. I wouldn't take my top off now because of a bit of a gut. Because I don't believe it's... No, you can do it if you want, but it's not aesthetically pleasing.
So if you're on your holidays in a few weeks, will you not...
No, I'd always have a T-shirt on or...
Going in for a swim with the T-shirt on?
Not for a swim. I don't swim on holidays.
What's the point in going on a holiday?
If you want to swim...
Just stand there looking at the water.
Well, that's not what it is. But I do agree with him when it comes to men as or for women as well. Trying to squeeze in, like, I don't know how the stitching holds some of them, to be honest with you, when you see these women. Absolutely. And I mean, as someone pointed out, you couldn't fit 5 stone of potatoes into a 2 stone bag.
No, you couldn't, no. If you tried it physically wouldn't fit, yeah.
If you emptied out a bag of five stone potatoes, yeah?
Yeah.
And you had a 2 stone bag there and you tried to get them in, it'd be bursting at the seams. And it's the exact same for the human body. And I don't understand, I agree with him, I don't understand why, well, I do actually. I think I have the answer. Why women don't tell their female friends on nights out? I've often been working at my gigs and you see a girl that is, God love her, you know, the arse is so big that the skirt is literally riding up above it. Her belly is hanging out over her belly top. The bingo wings are flapping as she's dancing. And I often wonder to myself, why did her friends not say to her? Because girls...
And what's your theory?
Girls do tell each other before a night out. They go, oh, how do you think I look? And her friends obviously said to her, no, I'm talking about a specific case that I saw only a couple of weeks ago, where lovely girl, but wasn't wearing clothes that was suited to her figure. And I would imagine that her friends asked her before she went out, how do I look? Oh, you look gorgeous, Amy. Stunning, Amy. Absolutely stunning. I think girls have this little...
Oh, they do it on purpose?
Yeah, I think there's a little...
So they're looking at their friend, they're thinking to themselves, jeez, you look awful.
Yeah.
But they say you look lovely.
Because it'll make me look better. I genuinely believe that a lot of women have that mean streak in them, yeah?
Mm.
Have that mean streak in them. Where they literally...
Tell their friend they look well, even though they know bloody well they don't look well.
Have you ever seen, like, we were looking at a post someone put up on Instagram, actually, a couple of weeks ago, of a girl who, again, was a girl we know that was dressed like that. And all the comments underneath it from her female friends was stunning, absolutely stunning. You look great. Now, you wouldn't expect friends to turn around and say, you're too fat for that. But...
it can be done in a more discreet way.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah. Do I look well? We'd say it to each other.
Okay, why does it...
If you were wearing a shirt...
Here, I regularly say it to you. Look at the state of you. Only a few weeks ago I said, what are you wearing? Remember?
Yeah, but that wasn't to do with my weight.
No, but I have said to you, you don't look great.
No matter what people says, fat does not look good. It's not aesthetically pleasing, okay? Now, that's not to say if someone wants to be overweight, it is your choice completely. But you should wear... We know a lot of overweight people... who wear clothing that's appropriate to their size. Yeah, they don't try and squeeze into something.
Okay, but the question is, why does it bother people? Why do people let it get to them? Why are we judging people just because they happen to be carrying a bit of weight? That's my question.
No, that's not what's... People aren't judging people for carrying a bit of weight.
I know they are.
No, they're judging...
Whether
or not they cover up. Did you see the message? And again, I don't even know if I could put him on. Our buddy Trevor.
Yeah. Oh God, what's Trevor saying?
It's not very complimentary towards overweight women, to be honest.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. What do you make of Robbie's message?
Robbie sounds like someone who's deeply insecure and unhappy in his own body to be so concerned with the appearance of other people and what they're wearing. That only comes from someone who has deep insecurities. I wouldn't bat an eyelid at anyone on the street. And I think I only would if I'm feeling shit in myself. So I think he needs to focus on losing his own weight.
Well, he said in his message he's 18 stone, but he rarely takes his shirt off in public. It's not so much that I'm ashamed of my body, but if I'm in public, I don't want to see a guy of my size shirtless.
No, don't look then. But he's obviously unhappy with his weight, that he's so spiteful looking around at what other people are doing and wearing. Mind your own business. Why do you even give a shit what other people are wearing? And if you don't like what people are wearing on the street, don't look at them. I mean, it's obviously coming from a place of spite that other people have body confidence, and he's obviously unhappy being 18.
Okay, so the only people that would have an issue with somebody who's larger wearing clothes that don't suit them or stripping off or whatever is somebody who has body confidence issues.
Yeah, or someone who's just very negative in general.
No, sorry, Darf, I couldn't cross. I don't agree with you. Because I think there's this belief that people always have about things that, oh, just turn your head the other way, don't look. But we all look at things that we see in public, Dara, and I'm sure, I think you'd be lying if you said that you never commented on someone that you saw on a night out going, what that person's wearing is not appropriate to the size of their body. I'm sure you have.
Sure I have when I was younger, but like honestly, I can't remember in my normal adult years being concerned with that. Honestly, any nights out, of course I see it all, but I've never looked at someone and it's bothered me that I'd have to make a comment. I just think that's a very negative person, you know, that you're talking about other people you don't even know. If anything, if I saw, like, I often see people in my gym wear far more skimpy workout outfits, things that I would never be comfortable, you know, wearing in the middle of a workout, like just my sports bra and my shorts. And like, I'm not overweight in any way, shape or form, but I actually think, God, fair play to them. They're confident, they don't give a shit, and they're obviously feeling good in themselves. And if anything, I applaud that. I know what you're saying, like, it's different when you see some of these young girls and, like, you know, maybe the skirts going right up and their asses are hanging out and everything. But even, like, it wouldn't be enough for me to make a conversation out of it to the people I'm with. I would never be so concerned. I just think you have to be slightly unhappy in yourself.
But you would notice, Dara. That's the thing.
Of course you'd notice, but I'm not offended by it. Like, I wouldn't be certainly writing into a podcast about it because I'm so disturbed by what other people look like. I think that comes from someone who has extreme insecurity issues within themselves, that you're that vexed by someone else or other people that you have to go writing into a podcast about someone else's body appearance. And clearly it's coming from a place of insecurity because, he, as he said himself, he's 18 stone. Yeah, it's not necessarily coming from a place of insecurity, but clearly it is. No one wants to be overweight. No one wants to be 18 stone, I imagine. You know, I don't believe anyone who says they're happy.
But the argument here is, though, if you are, I agree with you, unless you're 6'6", nobody wants to be overweight or 18 stone. Yeah, I agree with you. However, does it, Robbie, not have a point that you need to dress to your size, basically?
No, according to who? Societal standards that are enforced on us. What if the beauty standards from the beginning of time was extremely curvy, overweight people with skimpy clothes, with big noses, with, you know, whatever. Like, we've just created this idea of what's pretty in public and what's...
Why are you going to the gym then? Why aren't you letting yourself get fat?
Because I like how it makes me feel. I feel strong. I feel healthy. I can lift heavy weights. I have longevity. My body is very flexible. I do it to feel good, to feel strong, to feel...
But did you not say a few minutes ago that you can't be obesely overweight and happy?
I said no one wants to be 18 stone, realistically.
Okay, so you can't be happy if
you're... No, that's not what she said. She said nobody wants to be. And unless you're 6'6", you don't want to be 18 stone. Nobody strives. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, right, that's it, I'm going to be 18 stone by the year's end.
They do if they're 24 stone.
know what I mean.
But would you tell a female friend then, Dara, if you were in a friend's house, you're all getting ready to go on a Saturday night, and she comes down, she's a larger girl, and she comes down with clothes on her that you know are not complimenting her, whatever, the rolls of fat on her or whatever, would you say to her, listen, I don't think that's appropriate for her, I think...
Well, first of all, it's not my business to tell anyone what's appropriate because I think that's bullshit. If I want to go out with my tits out and nipple tassels, I'll do it.
No, if she asked you, Dara, how do I look?
If she gave me choices, if she said, listen, what you think, because I have had overweight friends in the past where who've come down with outfit choices, been like, should I wear this or this? And I will always say this one is way more, you know, suits your figure. You look great in that. I obviously, if she has options and she's asked me which one looks better, I'm going to tell her what looks better. If she comes to the house ready to go and she's feeling good and happy in her outfit, I'm not going to tell her it's not appropriate.
Even though you're walking out the door and you're thinking to yourself, people are going to be looking at her.
Well, I mean, unless like her nipples were hanging out or you could see her ass, I wouldn't, you know, because I don't think people are that judgmental. Like, I honestly...
I don't agree. I think people are.
I think if it's extremely inappropriate, like if you can see, you know, the ass cheeks hanging out or something, yeah, I'd be like, okay, that's a bit short. But I mean, just because she's overweight and she's wearing a dress that maybe is a bit tight, but still is just a normal dress and covering whatever, the tits and the ass, of course I'd let her out like that. What do you want me to say? Oh, you shouldn't wear that because you're too fat?
No, but if she asks you, if she's wearing a dress, if she's a size 16 and she's wearing a size 12 dress and you can see that the hem is literally bursting at the seams, the buttons are about to pop out, and she turns around to you and she says, how do I look in this dress? Are you going to tell her she looks gorgeous in it?
No, I'm not, because if she's asking me, then she's obviously not feeling confident in it. And in that case, I'll tell her, yeah, to be honest, you know, it doesn't look great. If she has options and she's not feeling good because she's asking me, then she's obviously not feeling okay in it. But if she's going out confident and happy, I'm not going to be the one to bring her down. But I'm not going to say, oh, that's absolutely gorgeous. If she has choices and there's a different outfit, I'll say, yeah, that one's too tight, wear something else. And I've done that to people in the past. Do you know, I've done it to my own family members, where, you know, if something doesn't suit their figure and they've asked for my opinion, I will tell them if it looks too tight on them. You know, I'm not going to, if they want my opinion, they'll get it. But I'm absolutely not going to tear someone down who's confident going out in an outfit.
Okay, stay there for one second, because Trevor, you sent us in a message a while ago that was fairly offensive in terms of what you said to women before. Tell me what you have said before.
Well, look, at the end of the day, right, good evening, first of all.
Evening.
Now, nobody really wants to see a wibbly-wobbly wonder unless it's in a freezer, okay? And nobody finds it attractive to look at a woman and say, fucking hell, she must have jumped off the wardrobe to get into them jeans, right? So your man is right at the end of the day. If you're not going to dress to your size, then you're going to dress to the size that's four sizes smaller than you. You've no business being out in public.
You've no business being out in public?
No. Behind the locked door. Ogre inside the house.
Sorry, where are you living in? Ran? Where you have like the clothes police walking around telling you what to wear?
Well, shouldn't we have some sort of clothes police, lads? Come on. Like, you look at the boys in town and the night out. Jesus Christ, some of them, they might as well be bollock naked. And it's not in a good way. It's folds over the clothes. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, over a pair of wibbly wobbly wonders, but ahead they're a nice pop, not a fucking person.
But what business is it of yours? None. Absolutely none.
And it's not nice to look at, boys. Don't look, because I'm sorry, no matter where you look, she's catching some part of your eyeball.
Well now, Dara, what do you make of that?
Well, I wonder, would you have the same opinion if it was a skinny girl with abs who goes to the gym who's wearing basically nothing on the night out? You know, is his problem the clothes, or is the problem that their fat is hanging out, basically?
The problem is the body type and the clothing that don't match, then it's all wrong. When she had the baby, like, she had to go back to the gym to get back in shape.
I'm all about fitness and stuff as well, but I'm just wondering, would you have the same issue if someone like your wife or myself, who is in shape, went out with just a bra and underwears on because we're not fat? Would you bat an eye at then, or would it be okay just because we're in shape?
No, because it's aesthetically pleasing to look at then, isn't it?
Oh, okay, so it's what's pleasing for the men to look at, so it's okay.
Pleasing for the public to look at. We're not just going to genderize this.
Well, I guarantee you, if I was at my front door in my knickers and my bra, aesthetically pleasing as that may be, that I would be getting some horrified looks from the neighbours and the elderly people.
Yeah, but do you want the bloke walking down the road in a pair of boxers with his belly toe rubbing his kneecaps, do you?
I honestly wouldn't give a shit what he's doing. And to be honest, I think men get away with
Come off it. Stop trying to be the snowflake.
Well, the original message from Robbie is from a guy who is a big fella, and he's saying, I'm not ashamed of my body, but if I'm in public, I don't want to see a guy my size who is shirtless. So he's saying it for himself
as
well.
Because he's disgusted with himself. And that's why he's projecting that on everyone else out there.
No, he's not. He's just saying what everyone thinks, but everyone's so fucking afraid to voice their opinion these days.
But are you actually...
We can all say what we want.
But are people genuinely going around the street so offended by what other people look like, fat or not, that you're writing into a podcast about it? Like, I don't think I've ever...
Yeah, but if you see someone walking down the road looking like a Jigglypuff and the belly's hanging out, their kneecaps are three sizes too big.
But I'm not a fucking snowflake.
What
am I going to go home and cry? Oh no, oh my God, what an eyesore. I saw a fat person with their belly out. Oh no, I'm going to go home now and write to a podcast. That was so hurtful and offensive to me. I just think that's pathetic. Like, get on with your life. Why is it such a thing in your life?
No, it's called voicing an opinion. It's in the name of the show.
It is in the name of the show. Opinions matter. And much and all, as we mightn't agree with all the opinions we hear on this podcast. Opinions matter. Everyone's entitled to one.
Someone's after picking up on a comment you made. I didn't hear the comment myself. But did you say that a woman should go to the gym straight after having a baby?
Well, yeah, it's what I made my wife do. It's not what I made my wife do. It's what I suggested my wife
do. Yeah, it is what you made your wife do, because you're a very forceful partner, as we've learned in the past.
How many kids have you got?
Five. You know that I have five, Jamie.
So how would I know how many kids you have?
Well, I don't even know that.
You've said it
so
many times.
Multiple times.
But it's not that important in my life. So five kids. So your wife has been in and out of the hospital quite a bit with babies, and you said at the start, I don't know if it was a Freudian slip, you made her go back to the gym. What did you say to her?
I just said, when are you going back to the gym? Because she's a bit of a gym goer anyway, and when she had the baby, she had that little bit of pudge on her. And I just said, when are you going to go back to the gym? And I actually went with her a few times to get her motivated, and she's still going, and she's looking great now, thank God.
Well done. I think all credit should go to you as well. Congratulations.
No, it's no credit to me, love. I just didn't want to be having it off with her, and then all of a sudden she's jiggling on top of me.
Let me go back to the point of the conversation, Dara. You're basically arguing, why in God's name would anybody be bothered by what people are wearing and how fat or otherwise they are?
Yeah, and I think, you might make a look on the street and be you're like, oh, Jesus, for like a second. But to be let it offend you so much that you have to either talk to people about it and start bitching or write into a podcast, I think you have a very sad, pathetic and insecure life. I've never even made it the topic of conversation if we've seen anything out there. You know, like I certainly wouldn't even give it a second thought for the rest of my day. So I just think like you're obviously so focused. I think you're so focused on other people's physical appearance that it's just like the fact that...
But Dara, isn't it one of the first things that we notice about people? Their physical appearance.
How many people, like, do you even notice when you're walking down the street? I mean, if you're just happy yourself, getting on with your life, I'm not looking at every second person walking by me. To be honest, I don't give a shit what everyone else is doing. I'm focused on what I'm doing. I'm focused on my life. I think you're a very negative person. I think you're a very negative person if you're so concerned with how other people look, and that you'd, and particularly Robbie, the fact that he went as far as writing in a big message in over that. Like, I just think, why don't you focus on your own life and getting happy in yourself, and you won't fucking notice the bullshit around you.
Trevor, why does it bother you? Are you the one who has insecurity issues?
Why can't we just love everybody the way
Yeah, exactly. And come here, show us, why don't you send in a picture of your body, Trevor, if you're so great? How are you in shape, Trevor? Are you in shape?
Isn't like that, Dara.
Answer what? The question, listen, are you in shape?
Listen to what she's asking.
Are you in shape?
I would have, if you're going to show up and let me on, Jesus Christ, I have a dad bod. I am in good shape for my height, my age, and I go to the gym regularly, but I don't kill myself.
Have you a bit of a flabby stomach?
I haven't got a hang down, if that's what you want to ask me. I don't have a shelf.
Okay, because I was just wondering, was it double standards now for your wife not being allowed that, but for you?
And by the way, how long?
I expected it of myself. And Trevor,
yeah, but you didn't pass a baby out of your body 5 times, Trevor. How long after she...
Yeah, but she looked great beforehand, Jeremy. Why can't she go back to looking great afterwards? These like women out there that give the bullshit excuse, I've had 3 kids, so... Oh, but you still lose weight.
Jesus, Trevor, I hope you... It's just about we don't rely on men to have babies. Because you'd be
I've always said that myself, Agent. The species will come to an abrupt end.
So how long
after... You know what? It still doesn't excuse the fact that if you want to be a wibbly-wobbly wonder, have kids, sit on the fucking sofa, eat pork pies till you come hot, till you're great and big and huge and enormous, but don't expect your man to be wanting to jump on you.
What was the conversation you had with Mrs. Trevor that encouraged her to go back to the gym? By the way, the last thing in a woman's mind a couple of months after giving birth, she wants to bond with the baby. She doesn't want to be going back.
Are you fucking having a laugh? A couple of months? No, it was a couple of weeks.
So a couple of weeks after, obviously, were you at the birth? Did you see how traumatic it is, a woman passing a baby out of her uterus?
Yeah, I've been in the room for 5 my kids being born.
And you wanted her to be back in the gym doing squats a couple of weeks after that?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh my God.
I went with her. It's motivating her and it's pushing her to get back into the shape she was, because of the fact that she was in great shape. It is originally what attracted me to her, and I just wanted her to maintain that. Why is that such a big thing? I don't want to be coming home to a girl sitting there with a curry plastered across her face on the sofa, watching Soapbox, Love Island, fucking Britain's Got Talent shit, and then getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And telling you lads, probably like every other bloke out there, I'm going to look at her and go, yeah, not tonight. And not anytime soon. Get that off you.
Stay there for a second.
Sure, okay, for women coming home to men.
Stay there for a second, Trevor, if you can, please. I want to bring in Neil with his opinion.
Lads, I just sent his photographs in of me. That was me last year, and that's now with the pipe messing there. You don't feel... I wouldn't take off my shirt last year. I knew there was something up, but I wouldn't admit to it. I just wouldn't admit to it. It was only when I knew I had to do something, and I did something, I went on a major fast. And to this day, I only eat when I'm hungry. And when I eat, I wouldn't eat bread, I wouldn't eat chips, I wouldn't eat battered energy, I don't eat biscuits, I don't eat... Now and again, I have a bar of chocolate. I'll only eat me dinner, and me dinner, as that's that. And I feel great in myself, and I will take my shirt off. So people that feel overweight, I believe they just don't feel well in themselves. Because I know now that because I've lost the weight, I'm 11 stone now. I was 14 stone 7, I think it was, and I feel wonderful in myself, and I'm not ashamed to take my shirt off. My point is, when you know you have weight on you, you may not. It admit to it, but you know it's there. Cheers, lads. The best thing I ever did was went on that diet, but I still, all I do now is eat when I'm hungry. I don't overeat whatsoever, and I stay the way I am. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hey, Adrian. Is Trevor still online, yeah?
Trevor, you still there?
Yep.
Trevor, you're a condescending prick, an absolute fucking asshole.
Here we go.
You're expecting your missus after having put, like, after having a baby, squeezing a baby out of her vagina to go to the gym just to look well.
I know how it
like,
works.
The thought in your head is not. No, the thought in your head is not like, oh, bonding with the baby, creating that love for the child. Hold on for a second. Would you squeeze a watermelon out of your arsehole and go to the gym the next day and lift a fucking set of weights?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. So why'd you expect your missus to do it?
But I'd do it 2 weeks later.
You'd do it 2 weeks later, would you? Fuck off. You're an absolute fucking gobshite. You know what? Some of your opinions, I do agree with, but fuck me, you're taking the piss now, Trevor. Did you ever actually sit down and ask your missus, what does she want or how does she feel? Because every conversation you've had about your missus, you sound like an absolute control freak. You control her the way she dresses.
I have no control of me missus.
And
go back to the gym, I asked her, would she come with me to help me? And it was really to get her back into it. But it worked in the end, didn't it? I don't say, get back into the gym.
Felt the need that she had to go because of you. Do you not think she wanted to stay at home with that baby?
I didn't turn around and say, you're gone. But because she looked chubby, she had the weight, and I just didn't find it attractive, so I wanted her to lose her. So what's the problem?
You're contradicting yourself there. You didn't find it attractive. You're not like, you'd never pull her into consideration.
Nobody finds it attractive, Kelly. If you look at a fat bloke, you're not going to find him attractive. It's double-sided here. It's not one-sided, one gender.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody's
asking you to look at them. Nobody's asking you to look at them, Trevor, but look what way you're coming across.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see them. That's what I'm saying. If you want to be comfortable in your own body and dressing to the size you are, then happy days. But if you're dressing to the size that is five times too small for you, then you should be in the gym working out to get to that size.
Kenny, let's just go back to the point that was made in the original message, and he's basically arguing.
Trevor,
you're putting your hand out to be slapped now, in fairness. A lot of people do look, do stare, do pass comment when they see. I'll give you an example. I was walking along Bray Seafront recently, and in front of me were two young women. They were both very large. Now, I mean large. And they were wearing clothes that just didn't fit their size at all. And I'm not exaggerating when I say everybody that walked past these two girls turned their heads. Everybody, without exception, turned their heads to
the.
And it wasn't an admiration, Kelly. Everybody did. Woman.
Adrian, in all fairness, like, each to their own. Like, I'm not a judgmental person, so if they feel confident enough to walk around like that, I mean, yeah, like, going back to what Jeremy said earlier on about, does these girls, like your friends, do they not tell you, like, how you look when you're going out? I lost a very good friend of mine going back about 4 years ago. No, I didn't miss the whole point, Trevor. Shut the fuck up, I'm talking to Adrian.
Adrian said they weren't dressed to
I'm not the fucking missus. You're not going to control when I talk and when I don't. I'm talking about something that Jeremy mentioned.
You're a very angry lady, isn't
it? Let her speak, Trevor, please.
Yeah, when it comes to people like you, yeah, you make fucking women angry. But, going back to what Jeremy said about, like, the likes of friends. Like, obviously, them two girls that were out on Bright Seafront, obviously, they came from a household where there's people that should have told them, like, look, you look very, like, I don't know, whatever way you want to word it, but you look very uncomfortable going out like that. Are you sure you want to go out like that? Give them the option to let them know that.
Like,
destroy, shut the fuck up, you, for once, will you?
Why not? Kelly,
just to go back to the point, and I'm not exaggerating when I say everybody turned their heads when these young ones walk past them, yeah? And not in a good way. Isn't there a point here that whether we like it or not, people do judge, and you can be dressed ridiculous looking for your size?
Yeah, you can be. I'm not saying that you can't, but you can, Adrian. But now put it this way, did you feel the need, like, because you were sitting there, right, you witnessed that, would you like think it's acceptable for you to go over and approach them 2 girls and say, look, you're a little bit, like...
No, I don't know.
Dressed inappropriate.
I don't know them from Adam.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I don't know, nor
did anybody else, Kelly, but everybody, everybody looked. Grandparents, young people, you name it, everybody looked at these two young ones.
Yeah, no, it is. It's sad, Adrian, but they obviously have. They're obviously confident enough to actually be out like that. I mean, if people are not going
okay,
to come
okay, let's deal with that, Trevor. If you have the confidence to go out, and you can get a mental picture of what I'm describing here, if you have the confidence to walk along Bray Seafront looking like that, then fine, off you go.
Yeah, but if you have the confidence to walk along Bray Seafront looking like you jumped off the wardrobe just to get into those pair of jeans, and you think, oh, I look great, don't expect other people to think, oh, they look great. You're going to get the side eyes, you're going to get the headphones, you're going to get the negative comments. So, and that just comes part and parcel with being morbidly obese. And then, like, wibbling, wobbling down the road, and like, this, like, and then you're dressing to the size that is not comparable to what you are. I don't get it. Like, I don't see why people go out in the skimpy shit and they're flowing over the clothes and they think, oh, I look massive, I look great. No, you don't.
I think
maybe. And I don't know how people don't see it.
But I think the main problem that people like Kelly have with you is, and you probably don't even realise this, there's major red flags in your relationship with your wife. Major red flags. And if you can't even see those red
flags. Right, first of all, I don't control my wife, right? I motivate my
I made her go to the gym after giving birth is controlling. Isn't it, Kelly? Would you agree that's controlling?
That was a little slip, okay?
Sorry, Trevor.
Go for it, Kelly. Go on.
Look, yeah, I'm going to ask you a question, right? Why are you embarrassed, right? When your missus gave birth to your child, were you embarrassed to walk around the hall right after she gave birth?
No,
right? So, in a way,
I knew within about two weeks, I'd have her going back to the gym. I'd be helping her go back to the gym.
Right, see, there you go. You're going back there. I'll have her going back. You'll have her going back.
Did you put it in a way
to her that she was motivating you, but in a way, you are basically saying, I'm embarrassed by it. I'm taking it to the gym.
No, I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said to her, I said, listen, I'm losing a bit of motivation to go to the gym. Do you want to come with me to help me get back into the mindset? And when she Kelly, hang on, relax. Take a chill pill, okay? I said to her, I said, will you come help me motivate me to get back into the routine? And as she got more into the routine, I saw she was enjoying it more. She was shedding a few pounds here and there. So then I repaired it back away. And she goes without me now. So it's happy days.
Yeah, but obviously the gym was the last thing on her mind after giving birth, Trevor, until you put it into my head. Or let's go to the fucking gym. Like, do you not want to sit at home?
Kelly, that's called motivating someone, Kelly. You know what I mean? What was the alternative? Let her sit there on the sofa shoving curries down her throat?
What did you? She said, give her a bleeding break. She's only had to give her birth, for fuck's sake. Let her enjoy motherhood.
Beat her into the fucking gym. Like, I'm not controlling her. I don't own her. She's not in possession.
I made her. It was your words, Trevor. You said, I made her.
That was a slip of the tongue. And I said, after that, I corrected myself. I'm motivating her to go, right? Because I wanted the attractive woman I was forced from the way to be here. I didn't want to come in the door to see her sitting there going, it's just not attractive to me. So then if I'm not finding her attractive, and I'm seeing girls out there that are attractive. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Can I ask you then, as a woman, if you were going out with a friend, and this is something we asked earlier on, if you were going out with a friend and you this friend was wearing stuff that she was literally bet into, would you not say it to her?
Yeah. Adrian, if you had a look, I posted on the page earlier on while I was listening to the podcast, I actually lost a friendship over this going back about 4 to 5 years ago. We were dressed ready to go out and she didn't look confident at all in what she was wearing. I had told her, look, you don't look as if you're ready to go out. Like, them clothes are way too tight on you. And she obviously picked it up the wrong way. I was jealous of her. I was this, I was that. I got called every name underneath the sun and she hasn't spoke to me since. So, yeah, it can either go both ways. She can either listen to you as a friend or she can take it totally offensive.
All right, Kelly, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is David.
Hey lads, great show there as usual. Just on Adrian there, seeing the two young ones to embrace Seafront, you know, I presume they're wearing little gym gear, like, and they're massive, but maybe people are missing the point here. Maybe they are actually trying to do something about it, and that's why they're out in their little gym gear, trying to walk down and trying to lose the weight. Like, you know, I kind of say fair play to them, you know. Look, gym gear if I was that big, but you know what, I have to admire them, you know, they're starting maybe to lose it, you know. It's like seeing a really overweight person going to the gym, you know. Everyone has to start somewhere, lads.
Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just referring back to David's message that I played a moment ago, no, David, these girls weren't dressed in gym gear. These were big girls that were dressed for a night out. And without being too offensive, I don't know how to describe what they were wearing, but they were...
You don't need to.
Yeah, everybody stared them out when they weren't wearing gym gear, okay? Yeah. Because they just looked absolutely ridiculous.
No, but that proves what I've always said, that a lot of the time, especially on a topic like this, people aren't honest. They really aren't honest. The people who come on the show and say, oh, I never judge. We all... No, I'm not just talking about fat people here. I'm talking about everything. We all judge. And it's down to the smallest thing. If you see someone who's in... I saw someone the other day, and I'm probably a bit more judgmental than the next man, but we all judge. I saw someone the other day walking past me, and this was a woman in her, I'd say, late 30s, early 40s, and she had her hair dyed purple. You know, these people that still think they're 18. And I didn't say anything to her. I didn't even make a comment. But I just thought to myself, Jesus, that's a bit... In the same way, if I was doing... And this, let this go to every single one of you who haven't got the balls to come onto this topic, but have the balls to send a message saying how horrible Trevor is. If I sat here today doing this show in a wife beater vest, every single one of you would pass comment on it. Every single one of you who thinks you're holier than thou. If I was sitting here wearing a wife beater vest, which I will wear next week, actually, because I have some. But if I was wearing one, they would all pass comment on it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would.
So
yeah.
Every single one of you who thinks that your shit smells of roses, it doesn't. Every single one of you, bar none. The kindest people I know that I have in my life will pass comment on things that they see in public. So you're all full of shit. Every single one of you.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not a bother, thanks.
Guys, interesting topic. So my opinion is, I totally disagree with this guy about the gym. If he had to carry a couple of babies and you don't know about woman's autonomy and maybe she's struggling to lose the weight afterwards... Also, genetics come into play as well. Some people can't lose weight. Some people are in controlling relationships. I was in one. I'm not overweight. And I had a partner who used to tell me what to wear. But some people are big people, and they're really working on it, and they're entitled to wear exactly what they want.
Sorry, Lola, just Trevor, your ex-girlfriend's on the line there. No, she said she used to be with a controlling man. You are a controlling man.
Yeah. I was
in what way, Jeremy? And by the way, Jeremy, by a little ramble there a minute ago, Jeremy, welcome to my camp.
Well, I'm a size 10 to 12, okay? I'm not overweight, but I was controlled in what I was supposed to wear. I have friends who are massive, and do you know what they do? Retreats on beaches. They do therapies for people, and they all have a great time. So what? Whatever they wear. Like, do you know what? It's a reflection of your own being on how you judge people. And if they're happy, leave them to it. You know, of course, some people are overweight and eat the wrong foods. That's not your fault. It's up to them to change that. But just, they have to figure that out themselves.
Yeah, well, shouldn't we motivate them to change it anyway?
No, well, you can motivate, but you cannot send them to change.
Well, there you go. You agree with me.
I do not agree with you. I can say motivation is a very different way of doing stuff. It's motivation.
What are you talking about?
It's self-empowerment and self-motivation.
Oh, self-motivation.
But some people are happy. Some people are happy being the size they are. And why should we be judgmental on
that? Yeah, but can you really be happy when you're going up a set of stairs and you're out by the
Yeah, but
really?
That's because you're looking at looks. You're not looking at the soul.
But, Lola, the fact of the matter is that we all look at looks. People put profile pictures on dating sites so that they can be seen.
It doesn't matter, but does it not matter about the person? Do you really care if you walk past a fat person and they're wearing something?
I'm telling you, these two young ones that I'm talking about in Bray recently, everybody, without exception, looked at them, did a double take, side-eyed them.
Well, that's it's a reflection on themselves, because they obviously have an issue that they haven't realised to accept other people as they are. Why would they let that bother them?
Oh my God, really? The whole public have issues, do
honestly.
They? You don't know
if that person has an illness, a glastular illness or something like that. Why judge someone before you even know what's going on in their life?
Okay.
The whole topic is about what people are wearing, okay? First of all, when you come out looking like a chunky monkey wobbling down the road and your clothes are three times too small,
think, Lola, that it is possible to wear clothes that just make you look ridiculous.
I do, but I don't let it bother me because it's not my choice. It's that person's choice, and I wouldn't let it bother me. I think everyone has the right to choose what they want to wear.
Lola, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am engaged. Yes. I've got a child.
Okay, you're engaged. Okay. Now, if you're a man, stay putting on weight, or your woman, whoever, I don't know what you're into, but if your partner started putting on weight and they started wearing belly tops going out, would you have an issue?
No, absolutely not. We'd love each other just the way we are.
Come on, we're a vain fucking species at the end of the day.
No, I don't know. We're not. We love each other for each other as we are. We were respected. Imagine I had triplets and I got an illness and I put on a freaking million pounds, he'd still love me the way I am. And if something happens to him...
Yeah, but I guarantee at the back of his head, he'd still be thinking, I wish you'd go and lose a bit more.
He wouldn't, because he's not conscious. He's a conscious person. I'm not a mind reader. I'm telling you that there is population who are thinking this way. I feel it's basically the consciousness levels. If you love someone, you love them for who they are, regardless of their weight, size, anything. Like, if something happened to him and he went in a million pounds, I'd love him exactly as I love him, Nate. And I know that he would do the same for me. We don't look at people like that. And it's the level of consciousness in this country is ridiculous. Like, why is this, you know, people looking at people? Who gives a crap? I don't even want to swear on the radio of what someone else wants to do. It's because you have a problem, not them, because they've become acceptance of who they are. And you haven't accepted who they are. So just leave it, walk away, don't look, don't judge, whatever. And if your wife, I'd be very upset to be in a relationship with you, because if someone said that to me, I'd say, off you go. You know, end off. I was in a controlling relationship, being a size 10 to 12, being told what to wear, and I looked good in what I was wearing. Do you know what I mean? I was told to cover up, you know, if I had like implants and stuff like that. I have an okay body. I'm confident in my body. And I'm not being told by someone what I can wear. And that's the other extreme of it. Do you know what I mean?
No, that is the other extreme. I agree with you. Okay, so you believe that this guy who contacted us in the first place, Robbie, who was arguing that people need to dress appropriate to their size, you believe he's talking rubbish. You can wear whatever you like.
Absolutely. I think everyone should wear whatever. Should I go out and I can wear whatever I want? Anyone can go out. And the only people who have a problem, I feel, are people who have got an issue within themselves.
Okay, stay there for one second, Lola. I want to bring in Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
How are you, Adrian? You well?
Eddie, we should not be judging people regardless of what they're wearing, basically.
Look, every single person gets judged every day as soon as he step out the front door. But what I will say is, right, yeah, man, fucking Robbie, he sounds like a fucking wet wipe. I'm offended when I go out and look at a fat person. If I was to be offended every time I look at a fat person, I'd never leave the house.
He didn't say he was offended. He never said he was offended.
Yeah, he finds it disgusting.
That's not offence. Finding something disgusting doesn't mean he's offended.
Look, if I was to fucking be disgusted every time I went down my house because I might run into a fat person, I'd never leave the fucking house. Like, what does that make on his daily life? I mean, so I go for a walk later on with my dog and I walk past a fat person and 2 seconds later, I'm gone. I'll never see him again. Like, he's a fucking baby. Absolute fucking baby. I just don't get it.
Okay,
I don't get it.
His argument was that people, men and women, who are larger need to dress appropriate to their size.
Look, this is going on since the dawn of time. If I go to the pub tonight, there's a fat board there, and she's wearing clothes and too skinny. I don't turn around to people and go, stay a whore. am I saying inside into my head, go fucking hell?
Yeah.
That's where I leave.
But,
that's where I leave.
Okay, but Eddie, an awful lot of people will say exactly that. Look at the state of her. That's exactly what they'll say.
Yeah. I mean, now, I use her on flagging Trevor, right? But I actually agree with a lot of what he says. And when he put it to that Lola girl, the showgirl, she went, no, we'd love each other for what we are. That's absolute bollocks. It's absolute bollocks. I told you this before, I try to look after myself. And if I'm in a relationship, I have a duty of care to look the best for my partner, and I expect the same back. So if I'm with someone that's kind of really sporty and you look after themselves and they're not a smoker, not a drinker, or everything in moderation, and I become a lard arse and I put on weight and she doesn't find me attractive anymore, she wants to leave, that's my fault. That's on me, because I didn't do my bit to fucking keep the attraction in the relationship. And most relationships break down because of that.
Okay, Lola, you're still there. What do you make of what he's saying?
I do agree with some points that he actually says, but I don't agree with them all. The one bit that I do say is that when you're in a relationship, you try and be in a healthy relationship. You know, if you see someone kind of like falling and stuff like that, you try and, you know, pick them back up. I think that is a commitment. Like, you know, if you saw someone go down a hill where they started to go into like a serious obesity stage, you would try and pull them back, you know, and try and eat healthier and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's not really the topic that we're talking about, as in clothes wearing, you know. Some people are genetically, unfortunately, going to like classes, you know, maybe this was a group that were walking down that have gone to like health management classes in Loughlinstown, which they have groups, which I do know people have gone there for weight management that are suffering, and, you know, they're doing their best. And if they want to go out and feel good about themselves and do it together, let them be. Like, do you know what I mean? I do think it's like, yeah, of course, everyone has that in their head. Like, if they see stuff, but I would have that in my head, you know, maybe that doesn't suit them, but it doesn't bother me. Do you know what I mean? But you don't know what's going on in the background. Like, you know, maybe there's a reason behind this. That's really all my opinion.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Lola. And Eddie, thank you very much indeed as well. The fact of the matter is that whether we want to admit it or not, and that example I gave of Bray Seafront is true, everybody judges.
Yeah.
Everybody speaks in their own heads.
I'm wearing a wife beater top next. Although that's probably politically incorrect to call it that. What are they called?
Well, that's really what they are.
They are, but I've never beat my wife, thank you.
Right, but why do you wear those tops?
I just wear them on a sunny day. Sun's out, guns out, and all that.
Sure, you're a fat elf.
Oh my God.
But you are.
By the way, I was just thinking there as we were talking to Lola. Must be terrible if you have a name that every time you say it, tell somebody your name, they make a joke about it.
Oh, like the amount of people that sent a message there. Oh, is Lola a showgirl?
Yeah, like growing up, we lived next door to a woman called Phyllis on our road. And every day someone would say to her,
Phyllis, a glass of water.
She's like, do you think, I've never heard this before.
I know, my granny's name is Phyllis as well. And always, for years.
Does Lola think that she's never, ever heard that before? And the same...
people say to me, Adrian!
Yeah.
Like I'm in Rocky.
Yeah.
Like,
they used to say to me as well when that song came out in the 90s.
What song?
Jeremy Spoken. Remember that song?
No.
You'd never heard of it. That's why you're not getting gigs. I say it every week.
Jeremy Spoken.
Do you not remember that song by Pearl Jam? Huge big song in the 90s.
Nah.
Again, that's why you're not getting
gigs. Who plays Pearl Jam?
No, I've never. But it was a big song in the 90s when I was in school. And for about 5 years, every day in class, Jeremy Spoken. Have you never heard that song?
No. Pearl Jam wouldn't be my thing now.
That wouldn't be my thing either, but they have a song called Jeremy. Look it up on Spotify.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And if you want to contact us about any topic, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. We'll catch you on the next one.